Well, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys.
That's as, let's see, for lack of a better term, PO'd and as frustrated as I've seen you at the podium after a game in a long time. Why did this particular loss, this particular performance, strike a nerve more than maybe some other losses you've had, Tom?
Well, you know, I think everybody was frustrated after that game. I mean, I think that was a, you know, the way we played in the first half, you know, which I thought, you know, we did a pretty good job of executing the game plan. You know, and then to come out in the second half with you know, really our goals ahead of us and to not perform the way that we expected to, I think everybody was just real frustrated. And I was certainly frustrated. I thought, you know, offensively not scoring any points or really not staying on the field at all in the second half. I was, nobody was happy. I certainly wasn't happy about that. And as, you know, a captain and as a quarterback, you know, of the offense, I mean, that's, you know, that's something I bear a lot of the burden on. That's, you know, unacceptable.
Specifically, Tom, what changed? I mean, I know the answer is we didn't execute to explain the second half shutout. But specifically, how does an offense go from 211 total yards in the first half to 80 in the second?
Well, we just didn't. I mean, I wish I could say we just, you know, execute that. But that's what it is. I mean, we didn't. You know, we couldn't complete passes and we couldn't run the ball. So, you know, you can't really convert, you know, we couldn't convert on third down to stay on the field. And then the turnovers, you know, those were, you know, what they were. But, you know, we just couldn't make enough plays, you know, in the run game or the passing game to stay on the field consistently. And, you know, really kind of hung our defense out to dry when they're out there trying to stop them. And, you know, we're giving them the ball back and they got to go back on the field. You know, it wasn't very complimentary of us in the second half, and you know, we just couldn't stop the momentum. You know, the Jets had it, and really couldn't stop them, and you know, from continuing to kind of move forward, and we couldn't do anything offensively to, you know, to get it back on our side.
Well, the reviews are in, Tom, and I know you're not keeping up on what everyone's writing or saying in this, but here's what's been written everywhere is that you, at once Revis went out, you locked in on Moss, thinking you had a mismatch there, and to the detriment of the rest of the offense. You didn't go to Welker or Hernandez enough because you thought maybe Moss had an advantage over there. Is that accurate?
Well, not. You know, you're trying, as a quarterback, you're trying to pick the guys that, you know, that have the good matchups and the guys that are open. And I think you're right. We didn't execute very well there in the second half. I don't think that's a matter of not throwing to certain players, or, you know, it's just a matter of not getting the job done. So, you know, believe me, when Revis went out, I mean, they still have a great defense. I said that after the game. It really wasn't like, you know, okay, well, now everything's going to be easy. I mean, one player doesn't make a defense. One player doesn't make an offense. It's a collective group. And, you know, offensively for us, you know, collectively as a group, we all have to go out there and do a better job.
Well, what do you do at halftime when things are going well? Is it a matter of going in the locker room and saying, just keep it up, guys? Or do you get down to nuts and bolts and really X's and O's and say, we got to do something different because, you know, they're going to adjust?
Yeah. You know, to me, it wasn't about the plays. You know, it's not about, you know, the adjustments. It's not about the schemes. I mean, the schemes are there. I mean, We had a great plan. I think part of the reason why I was frustrated is I was, you know, going into the game, I mean, I really didn't think they'd be able to stop us. And the first half, you know, we did a good job moving the ball. So, you know, at halftime, everyone's thinking, you know, it was kind of going how we thought it would go. And then, you know, to come out the second half and not be able to do anything and produce anything offensively, you know, I don't think it was a scheme thing. I mean, I think, you know, they're a very much of a scheme defense, but, you know, offensively, we didn't make any plays.
Tom, did the Jets change anything defensively to take away Hernandez in the second half? I mean, was he more tightly covered in the second half than he was in the first, for example?
I'm not sure. I'll look at that. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, he can make a lot of plays for us.
Mm.
So, you know, it's his second game, and, you know, you don't want to go into a game saying, all right, well, you know, this, you know, these younger players, we got to, you know, the fate of the games is resting on these guys who have played, you know, basically a game for us, you know. So, you know, you go to your reliable players, the guys that you're dependable. But as those younger players continue to prove their consistency and dependability, then you continue to get them the ball. And, you know, Aaron's certainly done that. You know, Rob Gronkowski has shown that he can do that. Algie is a veteran at that position, has shown that he can do that. So, you know, those guys were big factors in the game. Aaron had obviously a great game yesterday. So, you know, we got to continue to incorporate them.
This is somewhat of a follow-up to what Jerry asked just a minute ago. I know I thought that at halftime, man, this second half is going to be showtime with Revis out injured. Did that kind of just human nature occur to you and Randy or anybody on the offense that it was going to get easier with Revis out?
I didn't think so. You know, the first drive, you know, was, you know, we moved the ball a little bit. Then, you know, on third down, we had the long interception. You know, the second drive, how'd the second drive end? I think we got, you know, kind of got to a third and long again. We're in third and long all friggin' day. Mm. That was really frustrating. You know, every time I looked up, it was third and 10. That's because we're not producing anything on first and second down. So it was just, you know, we weren't able to stay on the field and get to, you know, a lot of the things that I think we wanted to get to there in the second half. Like you said, we didn't produce much offensively in the second half. And because of that, because you're not on the field producing, you're not running a lot of plays. And then, you know, it kind of, you know, those go hand in hand.
You know this coach as well as anybody. Who will Belichick scream at more this week, the offense or the defense?
I mean, he'll scream at all of us. I mean, obviously, nobody did what really we were hoping we would do. You know, we didn't execute in any phase, and the entire team is, you know, we win as a team, we lose it as a team. I mean, I think that's, you know, if you play for the Patriots, that's the lesson you learn. And believe me, there's nobody that's happy coming out of a game like that. And we're not, you know, we as a team, we're not, you know, we know that, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we have a good team. And when you see that in the first half, mm-hmm. you know, so it's, I mean, I think part of, you know, I was saying to Billy last night, you know, I said I was very frustrated, but I'm certainly not discouraged, you know, because I know, you know, there's proof that, and last week we played good. We played really good for, you know, the first half of the football game, you know, just obviously our consistency, we need to do a better job in the second half of yesterday's game. And I think that's encouraging that, you know, we have guys that out there that are able to do some really good things for us and make some plays. And, you know, we just got to do that for four quarters because it's hard to beat any team on the road, especially a good team on the road, when you don't play well for four quarters. And, you know, we didn't play well for four quarters yesterday. We played well for two quarters.
You obviously had trouble running the ball, Tom. Does your offensive line, are they better pass blockers? Is it just suit them physically, their talents better to pass block than to run block? Or is there a chance, like, next week you could get it rolling and run, you know, run for 150 yards?
Yeah, I think we can. You know, I certainly think we can. And, you know, some of it depends on scheme. And once again, it's like, you know, yesterday it was like first down, maybe we try to throw a pass and it's incomplete. Now it's second and 10. Right. Like, all right, you know, we're going to hand it off. You know, we hand it off and they stop us and now it's, you know, third and 8. And it's like, man, that's not what you want. Mm. You know, you can't throw incompletions on first down, and you can't run it for 2 yards on second down and leave yourself third and 8, because at the end of the day, they're going to win a lot of those third and 8s. So, you know, really what you want to do is complete the ball on first down, and if you don't complete the ball on first down when you run on second down, you run it for 6 yards. You know, it's just complementing each other, the run game and the passing game. And I think our offensive line is capable of both. I mean, they very good pass protectors. You know, the protection was very good yesterday, aside from, you know, just a couple plays. But, you know, you expect that when you play a team that rushes like they do. And in the running game, we didn't get much going in the running game. But, you know, I think a lot of that's a product of us not getting anything in the passing game going.
Hey, the touchdown to Welker, do you come out to the line, see the one-on-one matchup with the long, tall Cromartie, and knowing how quick Welker is and how smart he is, knowing that that's a mismatch or thinking that that's a mismatch? And what did you think when you came to the line at different points and saw Moss with Cromartie one-on-one?
Yeah, you know, Wes does have a pretty good advantage, you know, on Cromartie, and Wes's quickness. I mean, Wes has a good advantage on anybody. It doesn't matter who Wes is playing. I mean, and to think about what he's overcome here in the last 7 months,
right,
and to see his level of play, you know, I mean, that's, you know, he's an incredible player. And, you know, when I saw him out there, I figured, you know what, we're going to give him a shot at this. And, of course, you know, he's so dependable out there to make that play. And that was a great catch, you know, great touchdown. That was a big touchdown for us early in the game.
Did you know he was doing an out just by the way Cromartie was playing him?
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't called in the huddle, was it?
Yeah, it was called in the huddle.
Oh, it was. So,
yeah.
I mean, you knew it wasn't an option route at all. You knew he wasn't coming in.
Yeah, he wasn't coming in.
Oh. Hey, Tom, after Welker took the elbow to the ear hole between the first and second quarters, it appeared that Smith came over and said something to Welker, and you were standing right there. Was he apologizing to him?
I'm not sure. I think, you know, he got him pretty good. I think, you know, what you're seeing in the NFL now is everyone's doing, you know, really trying to protect those helmet-to-helmet hits, and, you know, nobody wants to see that. So, you know, West popped up. I mean, he's so tough. He's been hitting the head a lot, and he just pops up, and he's ready to go out there and get back in the game. So, you know, you hate to see that, you know, on any side of the ball, because, you know, kind of the repercussions to, you know, those kind of contact hits. You know, they don't go over very well.
Yeah.
So, but he's doing good. I mean, he came out and he continued to play like, you know, the Wes Welker that we know.
As you and your teammates prepare for another long week, and you predicted it would be just that yesterday at the podium, are you able to, as a team or specifically as the quarterback, able to compartmentalize one good game versus one bad game, that it's just one win or one loss? As an example, you know, all last week the sky was falling on the Jets' head after their opening night egg they laid. Now it's all sunshine and rainbows down there. How do you avoid that roller coaster of emotions from one week to the next?
Well, I think you have confidence in what you're doing, and you have confidence in the guys that you're playing with. And, you know, I mean, it's week two of the season. I don't think any team has it all figured out just yet. You know, I mean, there's a lot of football to play, and, you know, really it's going to be about what we do to improve ourselves. I mean, individually and then collectively as that comes together. But, you know, we've got 14 games left. I mean, there's so much football to be played, and really it's going to depend on how well we play down the stretch here that you know, determines what kind of football team we're going to be. So, like I said, I mean, we certainly have confidence that we're a good football team. We showed that last week playing against a very good team that beat Baltimore yesterday. You know, we showed that in the first half of a game on the road, you know, dealing with all the elements down there. We didn't carry it out for 60 for, you know, the last quarter, so... You know, I don't think we come out of here thinking, oh, man, you know, we suck. We have a terrible team. No, we don't think that at all. We just know that we've got to come, you know, execute better if we expect to win tough games. And, you know, that starts with each of us. We evaluate what we did on the film, and we try to do things, you know, better the next time.
Is it tougher for young guys, a Darius Butler, for instance? I mean, do you guys have to tell them, hey, it's only one game? It's a long season. We'll get them next time. Be afraid. I mean, especially a corner. Confidence is such a big part of what they do. Could this hurt a guy over the long haul, a game like yesterday?
I don't think it has to do with young or old. Really, it's the kind of personality that you have. You're right. Some guys lose confidence pretty easy, but those typically aren't the ones that, you know, are around. I mean, guys who lack confidence, they don't last in the NFL very long, so... You know, I'm sure Darius has a lot of confidence. I mean, once again, you know, it's a whole team of defensive players that, you know, got to pick up the slack. It's certainly not one player. You know, Darius, playing against Darius, I know Darius is a very good corner. So, you know, sometimes they make some plays. You know, sometimes you get called for certain things. But, you know, I'm sure he'll bounce back. He'll come out and have a, you know. You know, he'll come out in this practice field ready to go and ready to get better, just like we all will be. We all need to be. It's, you know, it's certainly not one player.
Tom, are you able to gauge or get a sense that there's a drop in energy and emotion in the offense when, for example, a 38-yard run that Fred Taylor ripped off is called back by a penalty, or Gostkowski's re-kick on the field goal misses? Can you sense any kind of, like, kind of letdown deal?
We get frustrated when penalties hurt us, you know, especially ones that are self-imposed. I mean, you know, the one on the long run was our fault. I mean, there's no excuse for those penalties. And, you know, but also you got to understand penalties are part of the game and you got to overcome them. So, you know, if you're disappointed, you're just frustrated for 10 seconds, and then you're on to the next play. Mm. And that 38-yard run, we did overcome. You know, we ended up getting first downs and moving the ball down in the red area. We got stopped on a, third and nine. We gained 8.5. So, it felt like that was kind of the way it was the whole day. We just kept coming up a little bit short. And, it's going to be, to go down and watch the film with Coach and have him evaluate. I'm sure he'll have all his opinions. But as the players, I think we've got to understand the commitment that it takes to win, and that's to execute the plan the way we talked about it for the whole 60 minutes.
When you're watching the film together, is it quiet in the room after a loss, or say after the cheap shot on Welk, or maybe after Braylon Edwards scores and does his little dance, which got a flag? Do you guys have some comments? Do you say, we're going to remember that one?
I think there's certain players that you play against, that's their style. So, Braylon's been doing that for a long time. And, if we don't want him to dance, we got to keep him out of the end zone, tell you the truth. I mean, I think that's how we all look at it. We're, you don't go in there in the film room and place a bunch of blame on people. Really, if you're a professional, you go in there and you watch the film and watch what you're doing and you figure out what you need to do to be better. Because you sit there and point the finger at everybody. That doesn't do anybody good, and that's usually not the way it is. So,
do you say what an a-hole when you see that on video? What like that little victory dance Braylon did in Darius's face?
I didn't see that. I mean, I was glad they gave us the penalty, but I didn't really see it much. But Braylon. I mean, I know Braylon. He's a very confident player. Yeah. So,
he did it again. He did it a little. He almost did another. He almost got another.
He broke it off though at the end. He didn't want to get another.
He caught himself, but he almost did it again.
Yeah. Well, hopefully next time we play him, there's no dancing for him. We got to keep him out of the end zone.
Hey, Tom, final question for me. Did you hear Jason Taylor coming?
No. He's a good player. I mean, he's been a good player for a long time. I wish I would have. Believe me, that was a bummer. For that to be the last play of the game, we were moving the ball. We had a shot to get the ball in the end zone there on about the 15-yard line, and he made a good play. He gets a one-on-one matchup long enough, he's gonna win it at some point. I wish I'd done a better job of feeling that and getting rid of the ball.
Hey, we know you're friendly with Jason, at least off the field. Are you? Did you, when he was a free agent, did he ever call and ask, what's it like up there? Was he contemplating, considering coming to New England?
He definitely, this was one of the places that he was considering. He's, believe me, for playing against him for as long as we have, we know what kind of player he is. So, he's a good pass rusher. And, he's tough against the run. He's a very stout player. He's very competitive. He plays hard.
So why couldn't you recruit him?
I tried, but I don't know. He he has a lot of respect for the Patriots. I think that's why, he'd consider playing here. But
What you should have done, what Pete Carroll does, buy his parents a house.
I got no comment on that. I went to Michigan, so I don't have a lot of comment on that stuff.
Is that what Rich Rodriguez does? No.
All right, Tom. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, guys.
Back
Thanks
to work.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom Brady.